Rasulullah this time, he knows that they're coming to kill him. He calls for Ali. He tells him, "Ya Ali, tonight, outside my house, the Quraysh are going together and they're going to plan to kill me. I have received news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this would happen, and the order has come for you to sleep in my bed, for them to think that you are I, whilst I make my way to Medina." Imam Ali alayhi salam, his eyes light up and he tears up. Hamza has already left. Now Ali is by himself and he says, "Ya Rasulullah, I finally have the opportunity." His eyes teared up of joy that he was finally going to give his life for Rasulullah. So the Prophet looks at him and he says, "Ya Ali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests those he loves most, and he loves his prophets. And right now he is testing me the way he tested Nabi Ibrahim with Ismail. And here Rasulullah, he has only Ali left. After everything and all the loved ones he has lost, now he faces the prospect of losing Imam Ali." So he brings him to his chest and they hug and embrace, and Rasulullah tears up. He tells him, "I leave Fatima in your hands. You bring her to me afterwards. And you have to give the amanat to the people." Because Rasulullah was al-Sadiq al-Amin. Everyone would leave all their goods with the truthful one. Even though they hated him, he was known as the truthful one and the trustworthy one. They would leave their amanat with them, their money, their gold, for safekeeping. Rasulullah had to give them back. This shows the truth of a person. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam always said, "Know someone by the way in which they return the trust." بِرَدِّ الْأَمَانَةِ. And so Rasulullah tells Imam Ali, "You have to give the amanat back." Imam Ali agrees, if he makes it through the night, that he would be the one to give back the amanat. So Rasulullah, he decides at the right time to leave the house. In the middle of the night, the people of Quraysh had gathered around the house. And here is one of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he veiled the eyes of the people of Quraysh as Rasulullah recited the verse that veiled them from seeing him. Where he recited, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَخْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. They could not see Rasulullah leaving the house in the middle of the night. He left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a veil before their eyes. Rasulullah left. As he is leaving to make his way to Medina, he comes across Abu Bakr, who should have been in Medina by now, because Rasulullah had told everyone to leave. So Abu Bakr should not even have been in Mecca. Of course, he does not leave him there. If the Quraysh see him and find him after Rasulullah had left, they would torture him, they would hurt him, they would kill him, let alone perhaps he would even tell them that he saw Rasulullah. So he takes him with him. And they go and they hide in a cave. And another miracle on this night is the spider web that takes over the door of the cave, the entering of the cave, so that no one would think that they had been inside it. Meanwhile, the Quraysh decide they would go into the house at this moment. As they entered into the house of all the chiefs, Abu Sufyan, Abu Jahl, from Amr ibn al-As to Khalid ibn Walid, they go into the house. Imam Ali alayhi salam lays on the bed. As they approach, Imam Ali comes out of the bed. He gets up. They're shocked. "Ali, it's you." So Imam Ali alayhi salam stands and says, "Yes, it's me." They say, "Where is Muhammad?" He said, "I don't know where Rasulullah is." They look at him. "Tell us where he is. Where has he gone?" So he says, "You told him to leave, so he left, and I don't know where he is." They were drawing their swords. Imam Ali alayhi salam saw Khalid ibn Walid as the closest one, and he struck his hand, so the sword fell from his hand, and he picked it up. And here, the tables were turned. Now Imam Ali alayhi salam had a sword in his hand, and they all had swords surrounding him. Again, the same scene as what happened before in the Aqaba. Imam alayhi salam stood, and they stood. And the war was coming. The time would come when they would all battle. But they were not prepared to battle him there and then. So they decided, "We must leave straight away. Everyone hurry. Everyone look. Call the trackers. 100 camels go to the one who finds Rasulullah." So they begin to track. They leave the house. Imam alayhi salam stays and he's safe. They leave. They begin to follow. The trackers end up following the footsteps until they get to the cave. But they don't even think to check in the cave. They don't look in the cave because the spider web is there. They believe he couldn't have been in there. So they move past it. They lose the track of Rasulullah, and thereby thinking that now Rasulullah has made his way to Medina.